Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and joining me in studio for this last but not least segment is Deborah Williams. She is president of Alaska Conservation Solutions. Alaska in the news, certainly environmental news, more and more for all the wrong reasons. But if Alaska is the Paul Revere of global warming, is that an original quote?
That is indeed.
I like that. Then we will talk about Alaska until things change and until we stop the warming and the melting, if we can even do that, if it's not too late. Really appreciate your work. And tell us, first of all, a little bit about this new group, Alaska Conservation Solutions. What was the need for such an organization?
I have had the privilege of working on Alaska conservation issues for over 25 years. And I became increasingly aware that the single greatest threat to Alaska, the nation, and the world was global warming. So I felt it was very important to start an organization that focused exclusively on the threats and the hope associated with global warming.
Of course, the glaciers are melting not at glacial speed. We're just all amazed at how there's this feedback loop, as the Time magazine article on global warming recently goes into, and how things are, you know, accelerating at a really frightening rate. We thought this was something that, okay, those of us who saw it coming saw it, you know, not too far off in the distance, but at least not today. And all of a sudden, with this incredible hurricane season we just went through in 05, and with all these other signs of Greenland's glaciers melting and beyond, it is so frightening. How can we avoid getting paralyzed now? We kind of went from being complacent and not really seeing the problem to, oh well, you know, too late. What can we possibly do? In there somewhere, what is the message from Alaska?
Right. Alaska has several messages. One is, first of all, global warming is real. It is a current problem now. And there is international scientific consensus that the warming that we're seeing in Alaska is a result predominantly of human causes. Sometimes people in the nation are a little confused about whether there's international scientific consensus about global warming, but there is, and it is important to communicate that so people are not confused. It reminds me a lot, actually, one part of my background is I was executive director of the Alaska Lung Association. It's very much like how things were 25 years ago on tobacco. And one reason I have hope is, first of all, you know, the tobacco industry tried to confuse the science on tobacco. Ultimately, that confusion was resolved, and we have made so much progress as a society in terms of tobacco control. And so I look at that. I look at other areas where we have made great advancement, whether it's regulating CFCs to address the ozone hole problem, regulating sulfur dioxide. We've increased sulfur dioxide almost by 50% because society said we must do this to protect our lakes. And so we have so many wonderful examples that when our society understands the threats involved, that they will demand action. Alaska has a role to play because we are the Paul Reveres, we are the melting tip of the iceberg, we are the canary in the coal mine, and we can tell the nation and the world, this is real and something must be done now.
I skipped over a long CV because I wanted to get right to this interview, which I knew would be compelling, but I should mention one. In 1994, you received a presidential appointment becoming the special assistant to the Secretary of Interior for Alaska. Were you looking at global warming back then?
That's an excellent question. It was very interesting. I was the highest ranking federal official in the state of Alaska, and I got a call from the vice president's office saying, you know, Vice President Gore is interested in global warming, and we're asking every region to hold a global warming conference. Now, I'll be candid. I am a pretty acute observer of the environment in Alaska, and I understood theoretically global warming science, because I have a science background, and I was starting to see some global warming impacts, but I did not realize the magnitude. So I went to this conference that we held with dozens of scientists, and scientist after scientist after scientist, people who were minding their own business, whether they were studying trees or permafrost or phytoplankton, got up there.
Or pikas, as one of our reports said today.
Scientist after scientist was getting up and saying, oh my gosh, let me tell you about what I'm observing, these dramatic, measurable adverse impacts because of global warming. And so at that point, I thought, as did others, well, but what can Alaska do? You know, there are just a few of us, a little over 600,000 people in the entire state. And then that's when I realized our role was destined to be the Paul Revere. The BTUs are coming. And just like Paul Revere warned the nation when the nation was under attack from outside forces, we in Alaska need to warn the nation that we're under attack from global warming.
I mean, the history in this country has been, you know, recent history, environmentalists and scientists, oh, they're a bunch of Cassandras, you know, overreacting, the sky is falling, Chicken Little. Do you think people are finally starting to take note?
Yes, people are starting to take note because the science now is so clear. And most people are starting to see some impacts either directly in their backyard or in places they care about. No
like
doubt
New Orleans
about it.
No doubt about it.
Katrina was a turning point. When we look back on what Katrina meant to our nation and the world, I do think its most positive aspect was that it opened a lot of eyes to the cost of global warming. And this is one point that is very important to make, and that is the costs of not addressing global warming are much greater than the cost of addressing global warming. And you're seeing
what
that in Alaska.
If we take measures, we're going to wreck the economy. It's going to cost jobs, not to mention what happened with Katrina, which destroyed an entire city.
Yeah.
Took untold numbers of lives and jobs, and that's what that's the best our president can say
on
the subject.
There is a wonderful publication you can get on the web called Carbon Down, Profits Up. As far as I know, every single business who has ever set out to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions has saved money.
We have them on every week in, week out.
That's right. And, you know, whether it is BP or Dow or now Walmart.
GE.
They are saying this is good business. This saves us money.
And hello.
We all know this. If we conserve at home, if we consume efficiently, if we do those things, we save money. Global warming, if you deal with it the right way and if we reduce our emissions, we actually will dramatically improve our quality of life instead of harm our quality of life. And that is one very important message. This is good for us. Not only whether we get out and exercise more, whether we, you know, feel good about how we're protecting the environment, whether we drive the hybrid, and also when we demand action by our elected officials. Because what's really at stake is the future. And when you look at youth and you say, what kind of world are we going to give to our youth? It cannot be a world that's 5 or 6 or 7 degrees warmer than we have now, because that will be a world that is basically unrecognizable.
In the end, it comes down to how do we love our kids, country, and planet, to quote William McDonough, the great architect.
Precisely. And this is one of the most important demonstrations of that. And the good news is we can do it.
There are alternatives. There are solutions. They're in effect as we speak.
And we've done it before.
We just need to connect the dots.
And we will.
And we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah Williams, president of Alaska Conservation Solutions, on a tour of the lower states talking about global warming. It's a reality. It's arrived in Alaska. It's arrived in the mainland, of course. And it's what we're going to do about it that really counts. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's been great.